You know, Amanda, I wanted to, you know, we've been talking about advertising and promotion. And again, Amanda Collins with Zoo & Jungle Marketing, located in Cincinnati. But, you know, if you could share with us your approach to marketing and advertising. And again, we're, you know, dealing with small businesses. You know, if you can share your opinions on that.
Yeah, my approach to marketing and to advertising and to promotions is to make a profit and to maintain that profitability, because that's what we're all after.
Good stuff.
We wouldn't be marketing if we didn't want to be profitable. Specifically, how I go about doing that with my clients is to maintain a customer and a product-centric viewpoint and ask people, well, where do your customers want to learn about your products? Where do they want to learn about other products like yours? And there can be, we were talking about noise earlier, and there's a more invidious kind of noise than just being loud, loud, loud. The worst kind of noise is putting out an advertisement to an audience that isn't there or doesn't care about you. Mm-hmm. You want to very specifically, and this is really important for small businesses, because small businesses have much lower budgets, and they have to spend their dollars more wisely to make them effective. So if you are a, if you're a company that has a very niche market and there's only going to be 5 out of 100,000 people who are interested in that product, you probably aren't going to want to advertise on television, for instance, because you're going to reach, you know, maybe 100,000 people at that point, but if only 3 people are interested, it really doesn't matter, and you're not going to make your money back because television advertising is really expensive.
So, in other words, kind of smaller businesses and may have this, you know, that they need to shout louder than anybody else. Is that?
No, not necessarily. They need to make more connections. They need to engage with their customers and their prospective customers in ways those customers want. Yeah. So if you are perhaps a local diner, maybe you do want to do a television ad because pretty much everybody eats, right? So if you make an ad playing off of or entertaining your customers or really showing them, you know, a meaningful message for them to why they should come to your diner, then maybe you would want to go to television advertising or more large format.
Sure.
Okay, so in other words, we're going to be taking a break here, Amanda, but we'll get back on that thought. But, again, sometimes, and I think that small businesses think they just have to yell louder, and, right. And what we're, you know, I hear from you and David are that, you know, that's not really effective, and that's so spending a little more time probably on research, finding out what your customers, who they are, where they're located.
Sure.
So definitely.
When we get back, we're going to, again, continue on our discussion here. You're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business. I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Many people would love to have a great piece of recreational property. Maybe have a nice cabin, a place to get away, do some fishing. And you keep thinking, someday, I'll find the right opportunity and I'll know it when I see it. Well, you've waited long enough. Johnson Investments will showcase this beautiful recreational property, the Preserve at Sheep Creek. Just an hour and 45 minutes north of Anchorage, the Preserve at Sheep Creek has private roads and trails, underground power, 75 acres of nature preserve, river frontage, and access to some of Alaska's best fishing. And here's another benefit. Owner financing is available with easy terms. You need more information about the Preserve at Sheep Creek, so call Johnson Investments at 561-2257. You'll also find them at AlaskaLandAndCabins.com on the web. You've been waiting for a great opportunity. You better take a look at this one. Johnson Investments, 561-2257, and at AlaskaLandAndCabins.com for the Preserve at Sheep Creek, your private nature preserve.
Visit their website, AlaskaLandAndCabins.com, or call 561-2257.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford. We'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7593. 800-981-7593. That's 800-981-7593.
Are you starting a business or thinking about one? Pull up a chair and turn up the volume. It's time for Getting Down to Business with David Weatherholt on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KABA.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt along with Dave Taylor and Amanda Cullen. And before we took that break, Amanda was telling us her ideas for advertising and promotion small businesses. And just to kind of set up what she was saying is that, you know, a business really needs to know what their customers want. And so, again, if you're she was talking about a neighborhood diner, may or may not want to use television, but I guess that's where the old sandwich boards come in, right?
Well, those can be pretty effective, I think.
Especially here in town.
If they have the right message on them. Yeah. One thing I also think is very important for businesses to understand is that there are two goals to advertising and promotions. The first goal, everyone realizes, it's to educate and to get new customers. But the second goal is just as important, possibly more important, is to reinforce your existing customers to get them to more, rave more, and, you know, tell their friends about you.
You know, that is a really important point, and that it seems to me that especially with the cell phone, you know, that they would kind of cannibalize you, go in and get a deal, and then 6 months down the road, after you locked into your two-year contract, you could get a better deal. And never did make sense to me. But
yeah, well, everybody hates cell phone companies, don't they?
Everybody
and
hates
if
them.
You're a big cell phone company, you can limp along like that for probably a good while. But if you're a small business, if everybody hates you, no one's going to buy anything else from you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, that's. That is the point and the key. But, you know, again, I think that model of kind of forgetting once you have a customer in there and, you know, kind of treating them like not as well as you do a new customer is not a real effective strategy. And that I think, as, you know, David's talked about word of mouth, that that's not something you want to have people saying about you.
Yeah, especially here in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. You know, Anchorage is such a small town. I mean, you know everybody here. And if you have one customer that has a bad experience, it will spread over the entire town, literally. I mean, it's like 6 degrees of separation, and pretty soon everybody knows that this person had a bad experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's true here, but yeah, I would think in Cincinnati that in larger cities, larger markets, you do get submarkets or neighborhoods, and, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Amanda, you live in Cincinnati, but, you know, you look at, maybe a market, you know, especially a restaurant might have just a neighborhood appeal, or...
Yeah, there definitely are. Cincinnati in particular has, you know, different little neighborhoods that comprise the city. But I think in general, we can talk about the importance of the internet again, and that now there are communities not bounded by geography. If I'm in any city in the whole world, I can visit Yelp on my iPhone and see, okay, what is this restaurant? What reviews has this restaurant gotten? You know, mm-hmm. Or what about this taxi service? Is this taxi service any good? And people from even if you're a stranger in a strange land, you can learn everything just by asking the internet.
Yeah. So this is, and again, this may be kind of one of those moments that I'm having, is that's where MySpace and Facebook and things like that can come in and add to a word of mouth. Is that?
Well, I mean, Facebook, you know, and those are really powerful word of mouth tools. I mean, but in general, especially like in Alaska, word of mouth is still kind of person to person. I think I think that word of mouth is, and it really depends on the product, of course.
But, you know, and again, I was kind of taking off on what Amanda was saying about the, you know, an international or even a national. I mean, does face, you know, again, I'm speaking from the older generation, trying to figure out what MySpace and Facebook and what.
Well, in general, word of mouth is the most powerful form of advertising you can acquire.
Yeah.
Because if your best friend tells you this dry cleaner is a really good dry cleaner, it doesn't matter how many advertisements you've seen for the competitors. You're definitely going to go with your friend's recommendations because you trust your friend way more than you trust any form of advertising.
Yeah, and you know, and here in Alaska, it's really kind of funny because if I believe that there are companies, lots of companies here, that are spending a lot of money on advertising that could literally slash their ad budgets in half or almost completely disappear. And it wouldn't change.
That's true everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know, everywhere. And it wouldn't necessarily change their landscape or their business bottom line. It might even enhance it. I think there are a few companies in town, especially a few of the telecom companies, that if they pulled their television advertising completely, they wouldn't see a change in their bottom line because you don't have the option. Here you have to use one or two or three, you know, there's like three options. And so people, when they go out to get a phone, they're going to choose one of those places. And it's not because of the bad television ad that they saw. Or the bad. It's what Amanda was saying. Customers want to be served where they need to be served.
Just do want to correct you a little bit. If they stopped running their ads, it would affect their bottom line because they wouldn't have a advertising.
Exactly, ad, yeah. So. Paying $60,000 for a 30-second TV commercial, all of a sudden, you know, you take that, put it into interior design in your store, put it into training of your employees.
Guess what I like to do is put it into the profits of the,
there you
the
go.
Pockets
put in
of the owners.
Right, right. But that's the thing is that.
Well, but if you put it towards hiring more experienced employees and paying them more to provide a better experience, then you'll grow your business in a more sustainable way.
Exactly. You enhance the word of mouth, you know, and that's the point. I mean, that is the point, and that's branding. That's just strong brand imaging instead of, I mean, almost replacing your advertising with brand imaging.
All right, we probably shouldn't be bad-mouthing too much advertising. That's what makes radio go. And again, what we're
advertising does, of course, have its place.
Yeah, definitely.
As long as, you know, if someone were to advertise on this show is clearly for small business owners or entrepreneurs or people thinking about starting a small business, and that's the audience you're going to be who's going to be listening to this show.
Yeah.
So if a company services that kind of market, then they'd want to advertise on this show.
Right.
Right. And again, I just want to get it across that we're not condemning advertising, but you know what we're looking at is, you know, again, what I think the internet, probably the biggest impact that it has is I think that it's added creativity. You know, everybody can think in different terms, and you're not quite as limited to, you know, a page size or, a column width or some of the other restrictions that that we faced in pre-internet days, which I'm sure that you and Dave don't remember those days. But
I actually do remember. I remember the first time I saw the internet, and I didn't really have any kind of thoughts on that at the time. But the truth of the matter is that the internet's not it's not going to be the place where you necessarily your product arrives, not in Alaska. I mean, like I said, I think it's what Amanda said, is that it is word of mouth. So it is a more powerful tool, and internet needs to be a part of that. It needs to be a place where you actually say, how do we enhance our word of mouth on Facebook?
Right.
Et cetera.
Right. I guess that's kind of where I was going with Facebook, and because you guys, again, last week set me straight on that, you know, businesses shouldn't go out there and just jump on there. But, you know, it would be if the strategy is to enhance the word of mouth campaign, then, again, that's where I'm coming from because I don't know all the specifics about it. But
well, if it's appropriate, like a news organization, they might enhance their advertising with Twitter, and they could tweet on, you know, different news stories.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Dave was talking last week after we got off the air about Dunkin' Donuts. I believe they were using a coupon with their
It's a coupon situation, You go on Twitter, if you follow Dunkin' Donuts, you get coupons, you know, and that's a smart kind of thing. You know, it's smart. You know, people, so everybody's going to jump on Twitter to get the coupon or whatever, you know.
I mentioned that to Amanda, and she is a donut fan.
Are you?
I am. I can't turn down a donut.
Dunkin' Donuts, or do you got a local
shop?
When I
heard about that, I'm totally going to follow them now.
Are you a Dunkin' Donuts fan, or do you go to a local, like, I mean, I'm sure there's some probably great little local bakeries there.
We have so many varieties of donuts, but Dunkin' Donuts is near and dear to my heart.
There you go.
All right.
Check that out. Look at that. Twitter. Yeah. Word of mouth. Yeah.
Nice. So, well, this has been a, I don't know, I'm finding, having a little bit of fun here. I hope you as listeners are enjoying the conversation. We're going to be taking our last break at this point and then come back. I'll have a few comments on wrap up. And but you're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. As we're getting down to business, I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Certainly you've heard many times that 45 million people are without health insurance in the United States. But even though you have insurance, it is still very expensive to go to the doctor. Wouldn't it be great to be able to make a call 24/7 to a doctor anywhere in the United States and, after speaking with him on short notice, be able to determine if all you need is a prescription or if the issue is more serious and you need immediate attention? Now we have such a product. It is not insurance, but for $49.95 per month per family, except for children 10 and under. Provisions U.S. provides such help. It is a service where, when you are home or away from home, when you are short of time to be sitting and waiting in a doctor's office, would like to get a discount on pharmaceuticals, you have such a company to which you can go for 24/7 doctor direct access. Our doctors will have access to your patient history. You get an almost immediate response to your medical needs. To hear more about this inexpensive supplement to your health care needs, call 800-803-7389. That's 800-803-7389.
Making plans for the summer? Well, we've partnered with the Anchorage Downtown Partnership to let you know all about the wonderful events they have going on. Why not spend the day downtown exploring small boutiques, eating at world-class restaurants or intimate cafes? You can enjoy a free outdoor concert, search out your favorite salmon sculpture, or take a planet walk. This will be an incredible summer with the all-new Alaska Artist Fair on G Street. Don't forget about the Alaska Statehood Celebration, Hero Games, Canada Day Celebration, Hawaii Statehood Celebration, the Awake Summer Solstice Festival, Galway Days, and much more. You can check out the complete downtown summer festival and concert schedule on their website at www.anchoragedowntown.org. A summer that makes you feel good, brought to you by this station and the Anchorage Downtown Partnership. Go to their website. Go to www.anchoragedowntown.org.
Got a question about starting a small business? Call Dave now at 569-1080. Get ready. We're getting down to business on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM KABA.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt. We're getting down to business. Been having had a very enjoyable conversation about advertising and promotion, getting the input from both Dave Taylor and Amanda Cullen. One of the things that we've agreed on is advertising and promotion. A good campaign must be more than noise. Attention grabbing. It needs to be more than that. And Amanda brought this up, and I just want to drive it home. There's one metric that tells whether your business is likely to be successful in the future, or is it in beginning a death spiral? And this is really old school, but, the metric that we want to look at is the number of new customers you acquire. So if your advertising and promotion campaign is not leading to new customers, you really have – you're missing something in that campaign. You're really kind of wasting money, is be my thought.
Exactly.
And you also need to track that information. You need to set up your campaigns and your advertisement so that you can track that as much as possible.
Right. We want to track that, and then we want to, our advertising marketing needs to be driving that simple metric. Are we acquiring new customers? We look at some car dealerships. Some of their advertising, I would call complete noise, but you know, Cal Worthington's made a lot of money over the years off of selling cars and making noise. So, you know, again, what we're really talking about today is an appropriate advertising campaign, you know, one that fits. Amanda's is really kind of hit this one on the head. You know, it fits who your core customers are, and appeals to them. So, you know, regardless of whether you use word of mouth, print media, the internet, radio, or television, you know, all of those things combined, if it's not producing new customers and, you know, again, Amanda brought this up, but retaining old customers, you know, you're really kind of wasting your money. And, you know, again, I like to end each program with this basic premise, you know, and this is what, I, you know, it's old school, but it applies nowadays, that you need to buy low, so your costs need to be lower than your selling price so that your company can keep the difference. And that profit's what fuel our economy and is going to keep you not only in business but keep you interested. You know, I've known from experience and by operating businesses that don't really make a profit or haven't, that it's not a lot of fun. it's more fun to make money than it is to lose money. So, you know, that's, you know, I think that's a kind of a simple concept that's overlooked. Next week, we're going to be talking about, you know, again, we're going to have David and Amanda back because we like them. And, you know, they have really great.
We like you too.
Well, thank you. But they do have really, I think, again, we're in an era of creativity. The internet, I think, has just spawned, you know, creativity to, you know, again, it just amazes me in my lifetime where we've gone from, you know, old school in the 70s and 80s to, you know, worrying about, copy space and ad size and things like that to where we're now. I mean, we're kind of without limits. So can be that also can be kind of daunting. So it's great to have people like Amanda and Dave around. But next week we're going to focus on, they're going to bring in their favorite creative ideas. And I think I know what Dave's is going to be, but I'm not going to tip anybody off. Dave, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Go to sugarsled.com. That's sugarsled.
Not snow sled.
Not snow sled. Sugar sled.
Sugar sled. I shouldn't be. Yeah. And Amanda, what is the best way to reach you?
My contact information is zooinajungle.com. And if anyone wants to learn more about our advertising, feel free to do call me or David Taylor, because we've only been able to scratch the surface today. And yeah, again, my website address is zooinajungle.com.
Yep. All right. And Amanda has a really cool website, and she does have a really neat feature. You can play these programs very easily on there. But other information, and you can get to these websites by going to waconsult.com. That's my website. We have podcasts, free podcasts available at that website. There's a button on each page of my website. Just click on that, and it'll take you to a easy download. We also have a business newsletter. Amanda's been contributing articles to that, and Dave will be as well. But we put that out monthly, and I also have a blog. So if you go to, again, waconsult.com, you can access, you know, and get access to both Dave and Amanda and some of these other things. We appreciate you listening today, and we hope that you've enjoyed this conversation as much as we've enjoyed presenting it to you. You know, you are listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business. I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.